KMJ News Time is 7:49. It's a Monday, and that means that we get a chance to welcome and have a chat with, from the Business Journal, Gabe Dillard. Gabe, good morning to you.
Good morning.
So, Vartine Garabet started life in Lebanon and has found her way, years ago, to Clovis, and in between there has had quite a journey.
Yeah, this is a really cool story. So, Vartine is the owner of Spirit Made Cakes, and she runs that business out of her Clovis home. She took part in a baking competition on Hulu called Baker's Dozen, and this was last year. Similar to the Great British Baking Show, it's a baking competition. This came about for Vartine because she promotes her business through Instagram, where she has about 4,000 followers. People had reached out for her to take part in competitions before, and this one, she decided to go for it. She spent a couple days filming in Los Angeles. She was eliminated in the second round, but it went far in promoting her business, and she's busier than ever now. As you mentioned, she's from Lebanon. She's of Armenian descent, but she immigrated to the U.S. in 2016. She's always been known as the cake lady, funny enough, even from when she was a child. She's always enjoyed baking for people, but it wasn't something she considered as a career until just a few years ago. She's self-taught, and she makes like these really unique cakes. Like, there's a couple of pictures on a store on our website. One of them is a big stack of books. The other is shaped like a guitar, kind of like that other show, Is It Cake? You can't tell if it was a cake or a reel. And with all that, she's raising three young boys with her husband, who is a reverend at St. Paul Armenian Church in Fresno. That's actually what brought them here, his assignment to that church. Their most recent accomplishment, probably the one they're most proud of, is that her and her husband just became U.S. citizens. And this fulfills the dream of her husband, who he always wanted to move his family here and to live a good and blessed life, as Vartine put it. So they're doing just that. It's kind of a true example of the American dream, and just want to, offer some congrats to them, to their business, and for becoming citizens. This is a real heartwarming story.
Have you ever had a chance to see a citizenship ceremony? It's truly remarkable.
No, I haven't. I'd love to.
Yeah, it's good. It's good stuff. We're visiting with Gabe Dillard from the Business Journal. So we'll make the easy transition from Lebanese-born Vartine Garabet to Bryan Cranston in Hollywood.
Yeah, and there's a connection to the Valley here. So, you guys might know Bryan Cranston as Walter White from Breaking Bad. He's probably one of the most beloved actors in Hollywood, and he's soon going to be lending his voice to a unique documentary film production that is made exclusively for a theater in Oakhurst. So Yosemite Cinema will premiere a documentary called Experience Yosemite in June. It's coming up soon. And it's only fitting that, they would premiere this movie at the gateway to Yosemite, which is Oakhurst. So this is kind of one of those projects where you're immersed in the movie. You'll be able to climb El Capitan. You'll be able to sit around a campfire with John Muir. It's like you're really there. And the way they're doing that is because this film will be presented in a virtual reality format. So they have these chairs that you're going to sit in, these really fancy chairs, and they look like a big kind of eggshell. You're sort of immersed in this thing, and you wear VR goggles. So the chairs move with the movie, and it's truly an immersive experience that you can find no place else. So Yosemite Cinema even leased the space of a former jewelry store next to their building to host this unique experience. And it's actually going to remain there after the showing. Some of the plans that they have for this special theater is a Halloween experience with haunted houses and a production exploring King Tut's tomb. So nothing like it in the Valley, and probably nothing like it in the world. It's all coming to Oakhurst in June, so stay tuned. We'll have more details as they become available.
He said one thing, and I'm quoting, "When I first saw Yosemite, my mind was blown. I was awestruck by its natural beauty and felt that everyone in the world should experience it," close quote. I'll tell you, I can relate to that because when I moved here in 2015, one of the first things we did was drive up to Yosemite. I remember coming out of that tunnel and seeing that majestic sort of valley in between the peaks and then seeing everything that Yosemite has to offer. I'd only seen it in pictures. It literally took my breath away.
Yeah, and you know, to have Brian Cranston kind of lending his voice to a project like that, I mean, I could only imagine it's only going to make more people want to come here.
Absolutely. He is Gabe Dillard from the Business Journal, joins us every Monday at about 7:50. Thank you, Gabe.
Thank you.